Rejecting tyranny and socialism isn't racism or hatred. It's your duty as an American, from New Hampshire to around the world. It's your host, Keith Hansen.
Are listening to the Keith Hansen Show. Great to be with you on this Thursday evening. I'm Karen Cataline, delighted once again to fill in for Keith Hansen. And the Keith Hansen Show is powered by the Hagman Report and airing on the Global Star Radio Network. It's August 27th, and we are in for a treat. The end of the Republican National Convention. I've been complaining that the campaign hasn't started yet. Well, the campaign has started. Tonight is the big finale, or as we like to say, that's what we like to say in the theater, the big finale. Donald Trump accepts the nomination for his reelection campaign. And I got to tell you, I have been enjoying the RNC convention. Donald Trump is a showman. And finally, we have somebody on our side of the aisle that appreciates and understands political theater. He's a showman, and he understands political theater. I'll have more comments about that in just a minute. But first, you can visit Keith Hansen at keithhansenshow.com or the Hagman Report live.com to listen to the show. All you got to do is stream it on demand. You can also check out the YouTube archive of the program. Just simply perform a YouTube search for The Keith Hansen Show, or you can download the program as a podcast through your favorite podcast app like iTunes or Spreaker. And I cannot do a guest hosting without letting you know that you can email Keith. He loves hearing from you, good, bad, indifferent. He loves those emails, as do I. I'll tell you later on in the program how you can reach me. But keithontheair@gmail.com. That's keithontheair@gmail.com. He is on Twitter and the alternative known as Parler. Both handles on both platforms are Real Keith Hansen. So let me start waxing philosophic about the Republican National Convention, because we're wrapping it up, and I'm telling you, I am encouraged now. 68 days or whatever it is, I haven't counted lately, is an incredibly long time in politics, but it's also short when you think about all the organizing that has to go into stopping Democrats from cheating. I don't mind saying that because it's true. I mean, I have been saying for a long time now that if the election were even remotely fair, Donald Trump would win in a landslide. But when you're dealing with a left, the left that controls the Democrat Party, that is willing to frame a president, to overthrow a president, to dirty him up, to call him a racist when they know he isn't one. Some of them think he is, but it's basically just to make people hate him so bad that whatever they do to him is considered acceptable. Any political party that would do that and so much more to protect the swamp and to protect their gravy train and all the rest of the stuff they're trying to protect, most of which we don't even know. We're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. Do you think they're not beyond cheating? Well, yes. Mail-in ballots are the way to cheat. In the state of Colorado, the state of Colorado did not become a Democrat monopoly of power. That means just about every seat, and let alone the legislature, the governor's mansion, one senator, and the majority of House seats are all Republican. So, I mean, excuse me, Democrat. And Republicans have no way of stopping this runaway train of leftism that's going on in Colorado. And that's true of a lot of states. But I made a vow to talk about the good news for a change. Well, at least some of it. This RNC convention, even with its limited plan with everybody scaling everything down, and of course you've heard me rant unmercifully about that, is still enormously effective. What a drastic difference. The Democrats, and I admit I haven't really even watched, I did not watch the DNC convention, but I did watch after the fact and tuned in a couple of YouTube videos, because after all, it never was live. It was prepackaged pablum from the very beginning. So if you watched it live, you really weren't watching it live. So therefore, if there was something I needed to see, I just tuned in and looked at it and then squinted and glared and did whatever it is I do. But I've actually really enjoyed. Yes, of course, I agree with what's happening with the RNC, but I also agree with the way it is being presented. One of the most obvious differences is the way that Republicans are addressing real life everyday people. And they said that early on, and of course the celebrities and the Hollywood people and all the so-called leftists elites have said, see, they don't have any great celebrities who can draw. Well, I have never seen a time, and I'm actually quite grateful to see it, when everyday citizens are horrified by the ignorance, the arrogance, and the stupidity of the great majority of Hollywood celebrities who think we are supposed to care about their political opinions. They don't even see real people. They play them on TV and in the movies, but they really have an enormous, the great majority of them have a great disdain for everyday people. They're preening, phony, ignorant, and it was, as my dear husband says, a fresh of breath air when to see everyday people who had true heroic stories. And that's who Donald Trump is letting you know that he represents. He's been willing to take the slings and arrows in order to do so. People like Maxime Alvarez loved his speech. Oh my goodness. This is a man who is warning, like Paul Revere, what socialism really is, even though our own young have been indoctrinated into loving socialism and hating this country, and not just loving socialism, but loving communism and thinking somehow that the government is their god. And, you know, I think Maxime Alvarez cut through all of that hype and candy-coated nonsense, because he's been there and he's seen it. And of course, when you're being indoctrinated, they let you know just how ugly and horrible and how terrible America is, and how great a socialist utopia is, where you get to be a slave and a serf and a peon, and they get to tell you what to do. And we're seeing so much of that today. Another great speech, Chen Guangcheng, who told us a poignant story. And I encourage you to, if you haven't seen him, and I have a feeling that most of the Keith Hansen listeners have plenty of comments which they will be writing to Keith about, or you can contact me on my live call-in show, Spouting Off on Fridays at 2 p.m. This week, by the way, and I am getting off on a tangent, we will be simulcasting, which is really cool. I'm really looking forward to that. We will be simulcasting with Keith's local show out of New Hampshire and Spouting Off as well. So you'll be able to call in the first hour of Spouting Off, and then we'll do the other hour of Keith's local show in New Hampshire. And I have so much respect for Keith Hansen, by the way. He can juggle so many plates in the air while doing a tremendous job, and I'm always grateful for the opportunities that he gives me. That being said, I wanted to say that I hate when political theatrics. They talk about optics, but there really was an optic at the end of last night, the Wednesday's, the third day of the RNC convention, which I just thought, you know, when you write a book, and I have written one book, when you write a book, they are constantly telling you, show it, don't tell it. Don't just tell people, just illustrate it, because people love to observe and make their own observations. And in some ways, you're illustrating what you hope they will get. And when they get it on their own, it's their idea, not yours. I mean, that's something we could do another hour on. But the optics, if you will, of handicapped people standing up on walkers, standing for the national anthem and our flag, spoke volumes about the difference between Republicans and Democrats today. Donald Trump is an amazing spokesperson for loving America, but there is nothing greater than to see, and there was a speaker earlier in the day, forgive me for not knowing his name right offhand, who did the same exact thing. He was standing, he lost the use of his legs, and he was standing up, and two men came out with a walker and allowed him to stand for America and for able-bodied millionaire, billionaire basketball players not to be able to stand for their country, for the national anthem. You can't say enough words about that. That picture is worth a million words. So I'm loving it. I'll be watching tonight. And I think we need this shot in the arm, because a lot of people always think it's time to count Donald Trump out, and that's never a good idea. I think that he constantly causes people, one of his great talents is to expose what's really there by allowing people to hang themselves, or rather to hoist themselves by their own petard. He's been doing that from the very, very beginning. He lets them hang themselves, and by God, they do, because either they underestimate him, or they underestimate the public, who they always think are more ignorant than they are. Yes, there are some ignorant people out there, but in fact, they are showing that they are every bit the radicals they always, always were. And that's painful to have to admit, but on the other hand, wouldn't you rather lance a wound and clean it out? And it's painful. I mean, isn't it always painful when you have to, like, use a pinprick to open a wound so you can clean it out and put some antibiotic ointment on it so it'll heal properly, than to let it fester and fester and fester? Well, Donald Trump has pointed out, made it quite clear, that there has been poison festering in our government in Washington, D.C. It's called the swamp. It's called the deep state. It's all of those things. We hope and pray that people will be held accountable for what they've been doing to corrupt our government and to advance their power. I wish I had more time to talk more about the things we are observing, which is probably the tip of the iceberg. But hold on to your socks, because from now until Election Day and probably beyond, we're going to see some amazing things. At least I certainly hope so. So when we come back, we're going to have a wonderful guest. His name is Clay Clark, founder of Thrive Time Show and U.S. Small Business Administration. He is the Entrepreneur of the Year. I interviewed him for a shorter time, but I get a lot of time to talk to him today about his lawsuit against the use of masks in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You're going to want to stay tuned for this, because the man has an immense amount of energy. And as I've said many times, the mask is for me the dividing line, the line in the sand. And if you roll over on that, you'll be bending over later on everything else. Remember when masks were voluntary? when the virus was much more scary and people didn't know what they're dealing with and there was a high death rate. Of course, it was in nursing homes, but those people's lives do matter. They didn't matter to Andrew Cuomo, apparently, but that, again, is another subject. So we're going to be talking about masks and how to fight back against them, because the psychology, the psyop, and the physical damage and the damage to our liberty and our freedom and our individuality is incomprehensible. And this man gets it. Clay Clark, when we get back here on the Keith Hansen Show, and I'm Karen Catalina, I'm raring to go. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the Keith Hansen Show and Clay Clark right after this.
This is Tom Cuddy, your morning sports reporter, and this might work for you. You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums skyrocketed. In most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows us to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. If you've changed jobs, if you're having a baby, if you're getting married, getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed. This law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help us learn how to qualify for lower health insurance rates. Call right now to learn more. 800-605-1679. 800-605-1679. Paid for by Go Health. 800-605-1679.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Welcome back to the Keith Hansen Show. I'm your happy fill-in host, Karen Cataline. And in case you didn't already know, you can listen to the Keith Hansen Show here on the Global Star Radio Network and its affiliates, or you can go, it's also powered by the Hagman Report. I am so delighted to have with us Clay Clark, founder of Thrive Time Show and U.S. Small Business Administration Entrepreneur of the Year. This man has enough energy for 50 people. I interviewed him a little bit earlier today. Now we have a little bit of time to relax into this and talk about it. First off, thank you, Clay Clark, for joining us here on the Keith Hansen Show.
Thank you for allowing me on your show. And you are rebranding the name Karen. You're changing the definition of what it means to be a Karen. Thank you for doing it.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, not only I do have a sense of humor about my name, Karen, but in fact, it's a very racist, bigoted thing to decide that a name is a white middle-classed woman who complains a lot, a white middle-aged woman who complains a lot, which I cop to. I am a white middle-aged, happen-to-be-Jewish woman.
My name's Clay. My name's Clay, which means that which is under the dirt. Pretty low. So,
there it is. Well, there you go. Anyway, you and I share, and you've got passion enough for a whole bunch of people, but you and I share a true passion about what these mandated masks mean. And when I saw, and here is an article in the Tulsa World headline, anti-mask group sues the city of Tulsa, alleges masks cause oxygen deprivation. So when I saw that, I said, this is a guy got to have on so we can talk about it, because too few people are fighting back on this mask thing. And and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. They're already mandated. They're already forcing people to wear them or they can't buy and sell. What the heck is going on? And tell us about your lawsuit.
Well, okay. I have a lot of employees. My partner, Dr. Zellner, owns, he and I do a lot of businesses together, a lot of things separately, but he has the largest optometry clinic, private optometry clinic in Oklahoma, largest auto auction. We've got the top haircut chain. There's just a lot of businesses we're involved in, okay? And when you have hundreds of employees, And, you know, 15% or 20% of them are telling you that they are feeling sick when they wear a mask. They're calling in sick when they were previously healthy, wanting to know, can I take a day off tomorrow? I need to breathe. And I quote, can I take a day off tomorrow to breathe? And so what we do as an employer, you want to create a safe environment for your employees. I reached out to Oklahoma's top virology expert, Dr. Jim Meehan, M.D., it's Meehan, M-E-E-H-A-N. I said, Dr. Jim, my employees are saying they're feeling sick. When you wear a mask, is it good for you? And he says, oh, my friend, you must go to the OSHA website with me. So he pulls up the OSHA website. He shows it to me where it clearly states, and I'm quoting, this is from the OSHA website. It says, the court should invalidate and let me read it to you here. Here's this. The rulemaking record for the respiratory protection standard clearly justifies adopting the requirement that air breathed by employees must have an oxygen content of at least 19.5%. A lesser concentration of oxygen in an employee's breathing air could endanger them physiologically and diminish their ability to cope with other hazards that may be present in the workplace. So I said, Jim, how long does it take when you wear a mask to go below 19.5 seconds? And he says, oh, 10 seconds is usually the average, but for sure under 30 seconds. And I said, so you're making people have oxygen deprivation all day, every day. What does that do to the human body? And he said, oh, well, irreparable physiological damage.
Nothing too severe, right?
And I go, are you kidding me? He goes, yeah. And this is also to hide from a virus that according to the CDC and Senator Dr. Rand Paul, we now know has a mortality rate of less than 1 in 1 million for kids.
Mm-hmm. And even of adults, adults who don't have preexisting conditions or...
Yes. No, you do have a preexisting condition. Check this out. If you're between 18 and 45, it's a 10 out of 100,000 people die. Uh-huh. And if you're above that, even up to 65 years old, or up to 65 years old, you have a 95 to 99% of the time it's a mild case. And this is not me making these things up. And everybody listening to this should say, this guy's shooting a BB at the monsoon of mainstream media. So either I'm a liar or the media's a liar. Either I'm a liar or the media's a liar. So you got to go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, and ask yourself, why would a financially successful father of five say these things on these radio programs? And I get hate as a result of sharing the truth about 30% of the time. But you know what? People are waking up from coast to coast, and even our own Department of Justice is now looking into the way the governors have responded to COVID-19.
I hate to be so negative, really, but... Huh. How come it took them so darn long? In fact, case in point, let me tell you. I have asthma. I've had asthma since I was a kid. And I went to my allergist. It's allergic asthma, and I do fine with it. I sing opera, whatever. I went to my allergist, and he was absolutely certain that requiring masks of his allergy and asthma patients was perfectly okay. He's a conservative. How is it that they've been able to pull the wool over the eyes of so many doctors who don't get what's happening here? It is an entire fraud. Not the virus, but what they're doing about it, what they're doing to manipulate us, is really quite gobsmacking is the only word I can come up with.
Well, let's think about it real quick, okay?
Yeah.
Adolf Hitler wrote this book called Mein Kampf. And by the way, there was a time about 4 months ago where my book called Fear Unmasked was banned from Amazon, but you could still purchase Hitler's book, Mein Kampf. But in that incredibly terrible book, Hitler writes, if you tell a big enough lie and tell it frequently enough, it will be believed. Now, 90% of the mainstream media is controlled by 6 entities. And I don't have time to get into all of that, but if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can see it all. So if I wanted to convince America, if I wanted to control you with fear, what I would have to do is I'd have to control the media. So you will need to look up Joseph Goebbels. Joseph Goebbels was
the chief propaganda machine
for Adolf Hitler,
right,
who convinced sane German people that the quarantine camps that the Jews were herded into were for their safety.
Right.
Listen to me, folks. People in Germany, they're very industrious. They make fine automobiles. They make great bratwurst. They weren't idiots. They were misled. But once you start dating somebody, you get married, and you find out that they are a serial killer, it's a tough reality when you go, wait a minute, I'm married to a serial killer. And you almost don't, you, if you've ever seen someone who's been abused, someone who's been misled, misguided, they don't want anyone to know how wrong they were because they've been posting on social media for 5 consecutive months the non-facts, the lies put out there by the
right.
Ministry.
But I do have to take issue a little bit, since this is talk radio and I love to argue. Part of the reason I love to argue is because it's in my genes. I put the Judeo in Judeo-Christian, and therefore I like to argue. So not because I'm Jewish, but because you can't, and I don't think you're doing this, you can't absolve people of the responsibility because they were duped. In fact, Hitler, and I don't want to go down this road of talking about the Holocaust. I'm hardly an expert about it, nor do I think it is the answer to every problem. However, Hitler exploited the pre-existing hatred for Jews and other supposed, lesser than folks. And that's what's happening here. When you have a cult, it doesn't matter so much what the circumstances or the issues are, as much as cults play on people's weaknesses, biases, and problems. So if people, it's been proven that fear is one of the greatest motivators there are, and people are handing over their fear, handing over their liberty, their precious liberty out of fear, and fear is being stirred up by these demagogues right now.
Well, okay, and I want to pile off what you just said. Everybody, I want everyone to do a Google search right now for Hermann, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, Göring.
Göring, right. I'm sorry, I keep...
Yes. Okay, Hermann Göring, okay. What we're going to do is... Hey, by the way, you're talking to a guy from Oklahoma, so we pronounce things the way we want to when we have to. Hermann Göring.
Hermann. Okay.
I want to get this idea. Look him up.
Yes.
He was the one Adolf Hitler put in charge in 1933 to help him defund the police and to confiscate individual property for those who refused to take the mark. They refused to wear the Star of David. They refused to wear the swastika. They refused to pick a side. And you know what? When you searched for Hermann Göring last week, you know what was top in Google? Wikipedia, and it told you all about him. Now guess what's not top? Wikipedia, because Wikipedia has removed their listing and moved it down to page 2 as of this morning.
Wow.
Yes, because they don't want you to know.
This is propaganda.
You don't know history. Yeah. You don't know history. The future is a nebulous mystery. But when you know history, you'll know history repeats itself.
Let's zero in and slow down a little bit, because we do have some time here. Let's zero in on the mask itself. As I told you a little bit earlier, among other things, I have a master's degree in social work from Columbia University, and I've looked at this from a psychological perspective. There are certainly physical issues with the mask that you are addressing, but there's also a psyop. And I'm going to read you a little bit of the beginning of this, that back 2,300 years ago, long before Islam, Arabs discovered that forcing people to cover their noses and mouths broke their will and individuality, depersonalized them, which is exactly the word that I've been using. It made them submissive. That's why they imposed on every woman the mandatory use of a fabric over her face. Now, deleting individuality, which this piece also goes on to comment on, you can find it on my website at KarenCataline.com. We're both doing shameless plugs, but there's too much to talk about here, and we want to give people as many tools as possible. And to cover, think about it, when you have the attempt of covering the noses and mouths of 330 million people, which, by the way, Joe Biden says he's willing to listen to scientists and do whatever they say. That's the kind of world leader we want, is somebody who's willing to just listen to the science, and he's willing to force masks federally. I don't think people want that. And what does it do? It has us all looking, acting, behaving alike, and acting submissively. It covers up people's individuality, their very face and their facial expressions, and it turns us all into just numbers.
True.
Frightening stuff. Comment on that if you would.
Yeah, well, I'll throw it out here. When I was a kid, I used to stutter. I couldn't talk. I couldn't speak articulately. Now I have a podcast, okay? But before that, I had a neighbor that sexually abused me. That happened, right? So when you have both of those things happen to you, school can be rough because people know, right? There's a shame to it. It's like, wow, that guy, that happened, rumors of that happened. The kid can't talk. He stutters, right?
Yeah.
So we gain strength through struggle. So what's happening is they are trying to make everyone submissive. And the only reason I'm on this show with you and on Newsmax and, you know, CNN, I was on CNN, is because
CNN,
Matthew
wow.
5, yeah, Matthew 5:10, they cut me off. It was a fabulous.
You start quoting the Bible, baby. They want to cut you off. They don't like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the deal. Matthew 5:10 in the Bible states, "Blessed are those which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So what I'm saying is if your listeners get all this information, they take it all in, and they don't act upon it, it's just hallucination. It's just mental masturbation. It doesn't make any sense. What we have to do is you have to say, what am I going to do with this information? What you have to do is you have to change the conversation by sharing this information. That's why you're putting it all in one place. That's why I'm putting it all in one place. And you've got to share it. And what's happening is more and more people are waking up to the deception of Dr. Anthony Fauci. And if your listeners will type this into Google, do a search for it. Dr. Anthony Fauci, just type in Dr. Fauci funded controversial Wuhan lab. You can find it right there on Newsweek that the very guy advising you how to protect yourself from the virus is the man who helped to fund the creation of the virus. So pretty soon we need to start.
And a lot of people, thank God for social media, which is both a good thing and a bad thing. People are figuring that out via social media. But let me ask you this. We're talking to Clay Clark here, founder of Thrive Time Show. Why is it, I never dreamed I'd see this, an enormous amount of compliance going on. People don't want to make waves. They want to, they think, even a lot of conservatives I've seen, there's a very famous talk show host every morning in Denver who says, well, there's some kid telling you to wear a mask, so I'm not going to disrespect him. What? Are you kidding me? You know, are you kidding me?
Well,
it's insane.
Here's what happens is, okay, is that the average American, think about this, 96% of businesses fail within a decade, according to Inc. magazine. Someone should look that up. 96% of businesses fail within a decade, according to Inc. magazine. Fast Company has a different statistic. So does the SBA. Mm-hmm. Why have all my businesses not failed? I mean, why have I built several multi-million dollar companies? Let me tell you this. I go off.
Because you have white privilege. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
Off of the facts and not off of the feeling. So I'll fire you if you're a bad employee. If you don't do your work, I won't pay you. If you don't work, you don't eat, all right? So my best friend in the world, his name is Eugene. I call him Black Thunder. He calls me White Lightning. He's as black. I'm as white. And he calls me, and we start talking. He says, do you know that George Soros is funding Black Lives Matter? A black man is telling me that George Soros,
a self-hating Jew, by the way, someone who hates Jews. You did not know that?
No, I did not.
George Soros is a self-hating anti-Semitic Jew,
right?
Who hates Jews more than anybody. He hates America. Right. He hates Israel, and ethnically, in no other way is he.
Eugene's taking some hate because he's black, and he's pointing out, hey, listen. The people funding this organization are Nazis. So he's taking some hate. I'm taking
Well, if you're not taking hate, you ain't over the target, I don't think, Clay, right?
Well, we got to sip on the haterade, okay? You get a negative comment on Facebook, sip on that hater. Let it power you up. Gain that strength through that struggle. We've got to share the truth, and you will be persecuted for it. You will suffer for it. But do you want to suffer now, or do you want to wait till you're in a concentration camp trying to explain your
Home
going, see, guys, I told you. I was going to wanted to respect other people.
You can borrow this one. I've used it in the last several months. If you roll over now, you'll be bending over later.
True.
So remember when masks were thought to be voluntary? Remember when the virus was much scarier to a lot of people because we really didn't know what we were dealing with? And I mean, guess what? The masks were voluntary. Now that we do know, and we have all these leftist Democrat governors who are tightening the nooses and the jackboots on our neck, now masks are mandatory, and what? People are going along with it. People of all stripes and colors are going along with it. Here's another one I want to throw at you, which I'm sure you've already thought about, and that is to blur the difference between law-abiding citizens and criminals. Used to be, in fact, I've got a great story for you. So it used to be that Antifa, as still is the fact, they are the ones that wear masks. Why? Because they don't want anybody to know who they are because they're causing mayhem and misery to too many people and committing crimes. Now, yeah, we've switched. Everything is upside down, where law-abiding citizens are now criminals for having a naked face, but Antifa are now good guys because they're wearing masks. I mean,
yeah,
insane.
What you do is you pervert the truth, and so you make good people feel like they're being bad by not wearing a mask.
Right.
Good people feel bad for not quarantining. And what you do, though, is we say, I'm going to follow the money. So I'm going to give people three ways to follow the money. Here we go. Follow the money. One, this is the way to follow money. If you look at who created the models that predicted 2.2 million people would die from the coronavirus, who predicted the models 2.2 million Americans would die? Oh, yes. Neil Ferguson of the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute. And who funded it? Amazon. So type in Amazon funds the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute. Boom, for 500 megapoints. Who is the one telling you we should return to a new, we need to stay in this new normal until there's a vaccine? Oh, yes. It's Bill Gates, the very man who's making the vaccines. Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? It's kind of like when socialists break your leg and then hand you a crutch. That's an old one from a long ago. Well, so they create or they incite the problem, and then they tell you how they're going to fix it.
Now, Karen, this is my favorite one because you don't like George Soros either.
I don't.
Who has the patent on Remdesivir, the antiviral drug developed by Gilead Biosciences?
I bet it's George Soros.
You know what? It's China. And who owns Gilead? George Soros.
Soros, right. And who's funding the riots? The BLM riots. There's no connection there. No, there's no connection. Yeah. Hey, listen, we have to take a break. Can you hold on while we pay a few bills? And we're going to continue this conversation right after this when we come back. You're listening to The Keith Hansen Show. I'm Karen Cataline. We'll be right back.
Did you see President Trump's latest tweet? He says the new book, Blitz, is hot and urges you to read it. Trump calls David Horowitz a great author. Get Blitz. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz warns about Antifa and makes stunning predictions about Trump in the coming months. They will shock you. Blitz also reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump. Mike Huckabee says if every American reads this book, Trump will win. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. And don't forget to see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV all this week. Newsmax is America's fastest growing cable channel. Now on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, Uverse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Just check your cable guide. And get Blitz today at bookstores or 800-NEWSMAX.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Welcome back to the Keith Hansen Show. I'm your happy fill-in host, Karen Cataline. And if you would like to contact Keith Hansen, all you got to do is go to keithontheair@gmail.com. That's keithontheair@gmail.com. Good, bad, indifferent, he wants to hear from you. And we are talking to Clay Clark. I'm telling you, I don't know, but he's got enough energy for 5 people. I said 100 people, whatever. He's full of energy because you clearly have passion for this subject, as do I. And he is somebody who is suing Tulsa, Oklahoma. Is that right? You're suing in Tulsa, Oklahoma about the use of masks as causing oxygen deprivation. I just want to open with, and thank you for staying with us, by the way, Clay Clark.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure.
All right. So I was in South Dakota last week, and in Deadwood, they do this wonderful Wild West show. And I took a picture and I put it on my Facebook page of a man standing there with, you know, those old Western scarves that they used to use when they robbed banks. You know, the old one, the cowboys. And it was so funny. And there were a few people wearing masks who were all sitting along Main Street in Deadwood, South Dakota. Marvelous place. I highly recommend it. And they do this live, you know, with blanks, ammo of a shootout right on the streets of Deadwood. And so before the show, I said loud enough to hear, because, of course, I'm not shy, I asked the actor, so are you a bank robber or a liberal? And he was nonplussed, a little flummoxed. He didn't know what to say, because after all, he is an actor. He probably didn't know what I was talking about. But somebody who overheard my question said, what's the difference? So I just thought that was interesting.
That, you know, that's some good COVID humor. It's not
there you go.
By the way, some good COVID humor.
Isn't that true? Because, you know, there are laws on the books that say that you cannot cover your face, especially if you have a concealed carry permit in some states. And yet, as you pointed out so beautifully, they're perverting everything in order to turn the country upside down. I'm heartened, cautiously optimistic that we're going to turn this thing right side up again, but we have to expose the poison. We have to lance the wound. So in light of lancing that wound, Clay Clark, tell us all about this lawsuit. I'm dying to know.
Well, why don't I just read the opening there. It states, the court should invalidate and repeal ordinance number 24408 of the city of Tulsa mask mandate because face coverings create an oxygen deficient atmosphere, which the United States Department of Labor, OSHA, defines as an atmosphere with oxygen content below 19.5% volume. Doctors, scientists, and other medical professionals will line up in this court to demonstrate and testify that face coverings lower oxygen levels in the immediate atmosphere of someone wearing face coverings to less than the Department of Labor's required 19.5% within less than 30 seconds.
Well, that's great. So what's the status of this lawsuit, and who exactly are you suing?
We're going after the mayor of Tulsa, G.T. Bynum, which, by the way, he just sent out a press release 2 days ago announcing that he is joining the Rockefeller team.
You know, really? The Rockefeller. You were talking about that earlier. We'll get to that in just a minute.
Rockefeller calls it the global reset. But everybody, do a Google search right now. Type in G.T. Bynum, and then type in PR Newswire, and then Rockefeller. And by the way, if you want a copy of the Rockefeller plan, and I know you do, just email me at info@thrivetimeshow.com, and I'll send it to you. But G.T. Bynum now has joined
the Rockefeller plan. The headline is Mayor Bynum shares plan to make Tulsa a globally competitive world-class city. And there he is. He's doing it. He's down with the Rockefeller plan. And I'm just telling you, folks, the Rockefeller plan is a plan to, A, scare you with the virus, of the virus using the mainstream media. Two, it is to make the health department a weapon, to weaponize the health department, to make it criminal activity for you to leave your home, for you to violate a quarantine, or to violate your, you have a quarantine, and then you have these curfews. And if you violate those, you get in trouble. And for the best example of that being implemented, just go to YouTube and type in Australia lockdowns, Australia lockdowns, because they're implementing the plan without any obstruction. But in America, the red states are saying, we're not down with the Rockefeller plan.
Okay, so slow down. Slow down. What would be the motive for them to keep us at home? Remember at the very beginning, we saw stuff even being piped in from Kroger and King Soopers grocery stores. You're safer at home. You're safer at home. Why do they want everybody to stay home?
Satan.
Well, there you go. What do you mean?
Specifically,
be a little more specific, could you?
That's fair. What happens is Bill Gates, and by the way, if you folks, if you will just email me, I can send this to you, okay? He actually filed a patent. Have you covered the Bill Gates patent yet? Have you done that?
Well, I'm a fill-in, so it kind of depends on what's going on at the time. I'll bet you anything that Keith Hansen has, because he's on top of a whole bunch, and he might just have you on at some point in the future, too.
Yeah. Well, I'll send the patent to the listeners out there, okay?
All right.
The patent is for a cryptocurrency system using body activity, and the vanity filing number he chose was W02020606.
I know Keith Hansen has covered this for sure.
Yeah.
But so why do they want to keep us at home? Let's keep our feet planted firmly on the ground here and talk first about why do they want to keep us at home? It's okay for criminals to go out and burning our cities, but the law-abiding citizens are safer at home. Why is that?
They want to make it a criminal violation for you to observe your constitutional and God-given rights. And as Christians, we believe we have certain inalienable rights given to us by the Creator. And the Constitution and government is simply instituted amongst men to support the freedoms we have given to us by God.
Well, and you don't have to be a Christian to believe that. You could have no religion at all and be very, very down, as you put it, with the Constitution and knowing that our rights don't come from other men. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
So what happens is, if they can make it a criminal activity for you to leave your home, then they have a justification to take you to prison. And it's very Adolf Hitler-y.
Well, wait a second. So they put you under house arrest at home. So how is it they can take you to prison if you're home?
When you violate your mask mandate or you leave beyond the quarantine zone, like in Australia, you have a restricted zone. You can't travel more than 1 hour per day outside of your home. And you have to provide paperwork to show where that you are approved to go there.
Oh, my God.
And this is in Australia. And so what's going to happen is that Satan wants to people who are satanic are into Satan, which is why they use the number 060606 on their patent number, which is why the Democrat Party just changed their logo to include a pentagram, which is satanic. Which is why Billie Eilish, who is famous for painting 666 on her forehead when performing, why she was asked to speak. It's all of this.
Okay, you got to slow down a little bit because not all of us are up on this. Now, in fact, I am to some extent, but if you go too far out of the into the wilderness, we're not going to be able to. Let's just focus on what would be the motive for keeping everybody at home. You're saying this is already happening in Australia.
Yes, ma'am.
And they were able to get everybody to stay at home almost immediately in March. Everybody, everything shut down. The entire economy completely shut down, right?
And this is happening in China, where they're taking people, they call them re-education camps.
Uh-huh.
And if your listeners will do a search right now, type in BBC China re-education camps, and you can see footage. BBC was able to get people in there to see them. They're going to separate families, and all this is going to happen. And the only thing separating you and me from communism, from total government control, is a man by the name of President Donald Trump.
And the people that support him. So let's take a break there, not a commercial break, but let's take a break there to talk about, with all of this evil, whatever you conceive of the origins of it, okay? Yes. Because I've learned, you know, as a minority Jewish person, you can look at things from a spiritual way, or you can look at things in a secular way, but the truth is still the truth. You don't, and in fact, well, Jews believe in evil too, maybe just not in quite the same terms, but of course there's the evil inclination and there is the inclination to good. And so let's just talk about, with all of this evil being exposed right now, just less than 70 days from an election that could change the country forever, one way or the other, what is it that everyday people can and need to do to make sure that the country gets changed for good and not for evil? I sound a little like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah. Well, there's two specific action items we can do. I love you're making this practical. One is you can register to vote, and you can make sure that everybody you know is registered to vote. Vote for Republicans. They need to do this. Okay. If all the evangelical Christians as a voter bloc would just vote, Trump would win in a landslide. If people who just love freedom all voted, we would win in a landslide. But a lot of people who watch mainstream media, they get their facts from organizations that lie. So you need to make sure, one, you register to vote, and two, you got to share the truth, which is why, and I'm not exaggerating, why I have devoted, my team has devoted thousands of hours to building timetofreeamerica.com. And I can go on the record saying this. The mayor of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, the town in which I live in, he has hired me to be an advisor. And he decided to keep open our suburb when nobody else was open because of the information on that page.
Wow.
And I can say, we're talking about people in the top leadership positions have reached out to me, and they see this information. They go, are you kidding me? Is this real? And every time the conversation goes a little something like this, I say, what was the justification for shutting down again? And they go, oh, it's the models. And I say, have you even looked at the models? And sadly, every time except for twice, they've never even looked at the models.
The models were debunked early on, and yet we had Democrats all marching in lockstep, going according to Hoyle, that they continued to tighten and tighten and tighten the restrictions regardless of the facts. You know how I know that? Partly because they announced that they were going to do it according to science, not according to politics, which just means they had a political plan all laid out in advance. The governor of Colorado said this was a dead giveaway, if I may be so bold as to say, when he said early on, well, it's clear we're very much at the early in this process. How could he have known that? If he was paying attention to the science, how would he ever known that? And you know what? A lot of people know it too, but they don't want to stand up and make waves because they are not comfortable with conflict. They're not comfortable with confrontation.
Okay. I quote a lot of things from the Bible, but let me quote something that's not in the Bible. Let me quote Aristotle. Aristotle said the only way to avoid criticism is to say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. Forever, America was complicit with this idea of segregation. One of my very good friends, Clifton Talbert, he's the first African-American west of the Mississippi to open a bank. He introduced the world to the Stairmaster. His life was made into a movie once upon a time.
The Stairmaster?
He's a black man. He's a great guy. His name is Clifton Talbert. And Clifton Talbert, he explained to me what it was like to try to introduce America to the Stairmaster, what it was like to start a bank when you're the first African-American west of the Mississippi to start a bank. And let me tell you, there's a lot of people that wouldn't stand up for the freedoms that black people deserve because they didn't want to offend anybody. Mm-hmm. So if your number one goal is to offend nobody, get ready for quarantines and curfews. But if you're saying, you know what, the guys who started this country, these people, it started with a revolution, all right? I mean, we didn't sit there and play paper, rock, scissors to determine who got to own this land. we decided to overthrow the corrupt British government because King George was taxing us without our consent, doing other things. And people had to wake up. We either all had to hang together or hang separately once the battle started. And right now we are in an information war.
We're in a lot of wars. We're in a cultural war. You know, you make me think about another question that I think a lot of people might be asking from a political standpoint. And we're seeing the left that runs the Democrat Party do things we never thought they would ever do because, of course, they were lying to us for decades about what their intentions were. And now suddenly we're finding out who they really are. Case in point, here's the question. Democrats are showing their hand in a way we've never, ever seen before 2 months before an election. Usually, number one, they would, like the average politician, lie about what they really want to do. Once they get power, then they show you what they're going to do. Suddenly, right, they're going for broke. They've absolutely lost their minds over Trump, and we know why, because Trump stands to stop them from what they wanting
correct
to do. But yet, they're, I mean, here's the amazing thing. Forgive me for beating about the bush, but you have a Democrat Party that intends to run a presidential election on which they have so much riding on rioting, on curfews, on shutting down the government, on taking away your guns and defunding the police. Now, in years past, they would never tip their hand that way. They plan all that, but they would do that after they got into power. What do you make of this, of them, you know, allowing, first off, they totally let out the Jurassic Park dinosaur with the rioting in city after city after city, and they're suddenly surprised that they're losing poll points like Don Lemon. Like, they're really more honest than they've ever been. What do you make of that?
Well, the thing is, this thing, and I want all the listeners to Google this and go to DuckDuckGo, actually, and search for this. Use the search engine, DuckDuckGo, look for it. Use Google, look for it. It's called the Rockefeller Plan, and no one wants to talk about it. But it's an actual plan that calls for, in the year 2020, for all of these things to happen. It's also called Event 201, and I have links on timetofreeamerica.com. They can see it. In the Wall Street Journal, Al Gore is calling it the Global Reset.
Wait, so you're saying that because it was supposed to happen in 2020 and they thought it would happen under Hillary's watch, that they're going to do it regardless of whether they develop this little speed bump called Donald Trump? They're going to do it anyway?
Yeah, because what happens is there is so much information that once it reaches the surface level and you see what's happening, there's going to be some arrests. I mean, you're talking about, I'm just telling you this.
I sure hope so.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, if I interviewed Dr. Judy Mikovits on our podcast.
Right,
She's the doctor who took she was part of the team that took the AIDS virus from a death sentence and turned it into a very treatable disease. Her book's endorsed by Robert Kennedy Jr. So this lady, if what she's saying is true, then Dr. Fauci is the most nefarious person of all time. If Dr. Scott Atlas, the medical doctor from Stanford, is telling the truth, if Dr. Scott Atlas is telling the truth, then Dr. Fauci is the most nefarious person of all time. If Dr. Scott Jensen from Minnesota, the senator who used to be a pastor before leaving ministry to become a doctor, before leaving that to become a senator, you know, this guy, you mean super captain credibility.
Hate to do this because time goes so quickly, but I have to wrap this up. And boy, you know, two segments goes in a big, big hurry. Sorry to interrupt you. Where can people find you and hear more? You've given out so many good links. And where do they find all that?
You go to timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. You can go there. You get everything I've talked about is cited there. And then my podcast, which is called The Thrive Time Show, we interview people like Wolfgang Puck, my friend John Maxwell. We'll interview the pastor of Life Church. We're going to interview Sharon Lecter, who wrote
Gotta Wrap Up the Show.
Yeah, all those people are all there on my podcast, ThriveTimeShow.com.
Great. Thank you, Clay Clark, for joining us. Stay with me while we wrap up this show. Thank you to Keith Hansen and to everyone on Keith Hansen's team. This is Karen Cataline. Thanks for joining us here on The Keith Hansen Show. And stick a fork in me. I'm done.
Boom.